Hi.
Hi.
I'm May.
I'm really good. I'm really excited.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're getting back.
If, for all the people who have been listening to us for a long time.
Yes.
We have an OG guest with us here
mm-hmm.
today.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the awal guest tamat mana awal episode of season one.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm so happy.
And still probably like top three favorite episodes we've ever done.
Ah, yes. Top three listen to, top three favorite, my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm super excited.
I'm excited. How do you know what's this man?
Testing the audience.
Testing
here.
Just testing the waters. But do you think the audience gonna try and I'm not excited? But we are excited, yani, and we're not faking
this. If you could see the smile on my face right now, you'd be like, oh yeah, that girl's excited.
We are excited. We're very excited. احنا مبسوطين قوي. So this therapist is هي شاطرة قوي طبعا في شغلها. She does very very specific types of therapy. She's an amazing person to talk to.
Yeah.
To listen to.
A lovely person all around, honestly.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm blushing.
Oh my god.
Okay, we can tell the episode.
Thanks for listening to your hopefully hear your podcast.
Same time next week. طريقة مختلفة خالص من الابيسود دي هنقولها كده. اوكي هاي فريدة.
هاي
فريدة إيهاب. Everybody قولي حاجات عن نفسك.
أنا اسمي فريدة إيهاب. I'm an art therapist. Currently practicing in Cairo. أول حاجة عن نفسي يعني I like to make art.
Okay.
I like to be by the beach. I like to talk to you.
Oh. I just
you
so happen to like all three
like
of those things too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We like, احنا عندنا نفس الحاجة برضه. Love the beach.
Yeah.
Love making art.
Love making
love
art.
Love talking to you.
Yeah. That's good. ماشي.
Yeah.
هتكلمينا عن ايه النهاردة؟
حاجة من قريب خلتني أفكر قوي في فكرة boundaries. There is a client that I'm working with right now. و they have an issue with setting boundaries, with saying no, and with taking on more work and more tasks than they should.
Okay.
In a week, in a weekend. وده بيتطلب سفر, بيتطلب paperwork, بيتطلب doing things and not being able to take care of herself. So I asked the person to create an image of how saying yes and how saying no feels in her body. And what she created actually made me think of our expectation or our reception or receiving of the yes and the no. So she created تخيل معايا ورقة مقسومة بالنص وفي yes على ناحية و no على ناحية.
Okay.
و yes مكتوبة بالأخضر وحواليها rainbows وشمس وحاجات كلها حلوة و no مرسومة بالأحمر وبالأسود و like an angry face. So there was a very strong difference between how a yes feels and a no feels.
Hmm.
And I feel like we all have this association with the no, that it's a rejection, or that if I say
yes.
no, that it's an angry no.
Yeah.
Or if that I say the no, that I'm not supposed to say no, but that I feel guilty for saying no.
Yeah.
Even though no can have better associations.
Mm.
I can say no because I need to take care of myself. I can say no because I see that you can take care of yourself in some way. I can say no because I feel like you are capable of doing something that I don't have to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
I can say no because I feel like maybe today أنا مش قادرة قوي أخرج ومش هبقى there fully, مش هبقى present, بس لو يمكن بكرة أو بعده هكون there fully. So it's actually more of an appreciation for you than it
wow.
is a rejection of you. So I feel like just seeing that image of yes being so positively associated with again positive
yeah.
emotions and no being so heavy and so negative and no
yeah.
maybe we need to change this association and this understanding of yes and no so that we can set boundaries and
yeah.
we can normalize receiving
yeah.
the no and also saying the no.
Mm.
So that was the most recent example that made me reflect on our relationship to the no and the yes.
Mm. Oh wow.
That's so relevant to me. I've been like thinking about boundaries for like, I feel like all of my adult life. And I feel like sometimes it comes easier and other times I'm like, why is it so difficult to say no, even though it's liberating? It like liberates me to do or make space for whatever I'm saying yes to. And so it is this like, it's the expectation that we need to show up in a particular way, or it's a fear that, you know, at least I experience, you know, when I say no, I'm fearful that that's the last time I'll get the opportunity to say no or yes or something like that. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it doesn't. Please tell me more.
Like, I think I'll put it this way. I think I'm fearful that if I say no, or I put boundaries up in my relationships, whether romantic or platonic or otherwise, that people will walk away from me.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. So it's the last chance to say yes or no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I put that really weird the first time around. Sorry.
It's good. Weird. لما احنا بنقول حاجات weird تبقى جاية من جوانا. So that's yeah. actually very useful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what you just said about, so you would say no because of your perceived reaction that you have of the person,
mm-hmm.
and how they're going to feel and how they're going to respond when you say no.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, in some ways, we tend to say no, we tend to say yes more quickly,
yeah.
mm-hmm. because we're afraid of the judgment or of the the response of the other person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whereas sometimes I think when we think about boundaries, we are forced to look at what we need in this moment or what we want in this moment, rather than think of how the other person will respond to that.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a key thing in boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think also, like, sometimes a lack of boundaries, or like a lack of being able to say no to things in different ways, often in my life has been perceived as selflessness, or like someone who's like, who really cares about other people. But in actuality, this is not, it ends up being from much self, like it's a lot more selfish. And it's just because I don't want to be perceived as someone who won't show up for their friends, for example, yeah. or who won't come around. Yeah. And then at the end of the day, I'm so spread thin that I don't show up in exactly. the ways that I could.
Bezupt, bezupt.
So it's like really a catch-22 situation all around.
And it's a burnout situation. يعني كل ما الواحد يقعد يقول yes, 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 it's better من ناحية societal culture, mm-hmm. إحساس إن أنا بعمل حاجات عشان كل الناس ومضحي وحاجات كده هو بس at the end of the day, I'm not happy.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not happy, I'm not going to be able to take care of myself ولا إن أنا أعمل أي حاجة.
Mm-hmm. The people around you are probably not happy with you either at the end of the day. That's the funny part. Yeah. It's like, so I mean, how do I manage? What are some practical ways that I can engage in boundaries in my life in a way that's like respecting myself and the people that I love?
So one thing that we're all bringing up, I think that there needs to be a conversation around. So there is the boundary setter,
mm-hmm.
and there is the person receiving at the receiving end of the boundary.
Mm-hmm.
And another exercise that I'm remembering now that I was a part of when I was still living in New York, we were part of an exercise, and I'm not going to go super in details about it, but the person would ask a question,
mm-hmm.
like, can I give you a hug? Or,
mm-hmm.
And you would have to say no, like you were forced to say no. And if you said no, the person was forced to respond back and say, thank you for taking care of yourself. And I think that made the no so much easier to say, because you had to say it with so many people.
Yeah.
The first time around to say it was so hard because maybe it's someone that I knew, and it was part of a studio. So, and it was a communal studio. So you knew everyone in the studio. So can I give you a hug? And I have to say no.
Mm-hmm.
It was very hard.
Yeah.
But once the person said, thank you for taking care of yourself, I was so empowered by the no, by knowing that the other person could respect that maybe I have a physical boundary that I need to respect.
Mm.
So I think normalizing the no is definitely part of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
I think also when you say no, what are practical ways to go about it is to realize that it is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
That saying no will bring up for you emotions that are not easy to process. Like maybe you feel a little bit guilty, or maybe you feel a little bit of resistance, and we have to start building some resilience towards accepting these feelings that come up from saying no. I think also we need to realize that saying no is challenging a culture or challenging a norm, and that is not easy work.
Yep.
100%. انا عايز اتكلم عن ده قوي. يعني it's a cultural thing to say yes. Mm-hmm. هنا في المجتمع ده هو انت لازم, يعني مثلا الامهات مثلا اللي لازم تقول ايوه, الام المضحيه والام اللي بتعرف تقول ايوه طول الوقت لاولادها, هم بيقولوا فهي لازم تقول ايوه في اي حاجه, لان هي لو قالت لا انا عايز اخد بالي من نفسي, ده معناه ان هي مش احسن ام في العالم, which is كل الامهات عايزه تعمله في مصر او في العالم او في كل حته ما اعرفش يعني. بس قصدي انه this is a very difficult culture to say no. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you guys
yeah.
agree?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Not just say no.
It's more yeah. for females yeah. than it is for males.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I see. And no, girls are taught to have to be nice, have to be submissive, have to say yes. Like, I do see difference in this, like, siblings.
Mm. Okay. And, oh, definitely.
For sure.
Yes. But I felt the other way, مش other way around completely, بس أنا حاسس إنه males... because I'm a male. From male's perspective, بيبقى saying yes بيبقى ليها علاقة ب being a man who cannot say no when someone needs help.
Mm-hmm.
يعني أو being a man who cannot say no لما حد بيبقى محتاجني.
Yeah.
يعني being a man who I need another man in the middle of the night to help me with something, فده لازم يجي وإلا كده مش هتبقى ندالة.
Yeah.
So ندالة hits men differently than it hits women, I think. Mm-hmm. أو إن أنت مش راجل كفاية أو إن أنت مش مسؤول كفاية. So I thought... ده بس definitely inside the family yes I think
yeah.
that yes. are more females are more كده بيتحضروا ان هم يقعدوا يقولوا ايوه 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 من غير ما يقولوا لا كتير
yes
and they're just exposed to expectations more
exactly.
so I think yeah
but this is changing صح I mean do you guys can you guys say no اسهل دلوقتي
I've been struggling with this my entire adult life. I don't know if I'm the... I mean...
Don't answer the question.
No, I think it's a very good question because
yeah.
I do think that we tend to judge ourselves for am I better now with setting boundaries or am I now able to do this? And I don't think... Obviously, it's an ability, but I think also it's a practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's an ongoing practice. معنى أن أنا عرفت أعمل boundaries مع الفاملي مش معنى أن أنا عرف أعمل boundaries في الشغل. ومش كل situation هيحتاج نفس amount of boundaries. It's not something that I set for once and then that's it. It's something that could be changing. It's something that's fluid. So
yeah.
I would say it's a practice rather than are you now able.
إن أنت تقول لا.
بالضبط.
عشان situation based كمان.
بالضبط.
Yeah, it depends. And boundaries مع family مختلفة عن boundaries مع friends مختلفة عن boundaries في الشغل. So difficult to have boundaries في الشغل. صح؟ So difficult.
Yeah.
Do you want to take more clients?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you talked about burnout because
yeah.
as therapists that work from home, it's like now we feel like we have more of a capacity to take on more clients.
Yes.
And it's like at some point, يعني
مع ان الطريق رايح وراجع ده كان بيريح اسرع من ان انا خلصت الثيرابي في الصالون فهروح اقعد في الاوضه او في الاوضه فايتس اتس انسين
yeah
عشان ثيرابي اي ثينك تيكس ا لوت سو هاو يعني مش عارف نعمل ده ازاي ار وي اكشلي سينج نو انف ان اور لايفز
اي نو ام نوت
اوكي
نو I am not. I think, but I will say, and I think, yeah, I'd like to share, like, I think something that I've really been helping me with boundaries recently is first surrounding myself with people who say, thank you for loving yourself or thank you for taking care of yourself, like what Farida was describing. And that's like, changes the game.
Yeah.
And not people who just say, it's okay. No, people who say like, thank you. For doing this, or like, yes, that makes perfect sense. I support you in that decision.
So that's
one thing. And also, like, reframing my, like, when I say no, remembering that I'm actually saying, what am I saying yes to by saying no? So, like, I'm saying no to going out tonight, or I'm saying no to taking on this new freelance project. It's because I'm saying yes to getting my full, like, 8 hours of sleep. I'm saying yes to walking my dog more. I'm saying yes to traveling back home to see my family.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's how I've been managing as of late. It's like, I'm saying no, and that feels really uncomfortable, Mon, and you hate it. But you're actually saying yes. It's like I'm tricking myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah that's an awesome way of...
Yeah, that's a great way of thinking about it.
Yeah.
I think the أكتر حاجة that strikes me is the emotions I feel لما بقول لا. Because there is guilt and shame in saying no. Yeah, في إحساس كده إن هو ببقى صغير قوي just when you're talking about images عشان دايما الناس اللي بيسمعوا season 1 أو سمعوا season 1 كانت فريد برضو تسأل عن images of our anxiety and I said it's a volcano. So another image of when I say no, it's like I'm very small in a desert. That's what I think about. And I'm صغير قوي and I'm just waiting for blame. Just waiting for anything to rain on me. حاجة صعبة تحصل لي حاجة كده when I say no. So a lot of emotions.
Yeah.
Wow. What's your image?
Very isolating. I mean, this image of you very small in a desert, it sounds very isolating.
ما فكرتش فيها أنا isolation, right? But thank you for saying that. Yeah.
And this is a chance to, you know, reflect on that. Like reflect on that why image. Is a no so isolating, where it could be actually very nourishing in a way. Mm-hmm. You know, if there is something about the history about saying no. And wait, you said waiting to be blamed.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a very important piece, that we learn to say yes and no very early on in the family home and structure and in the culture in the family. So I think there needs to be a reflection on that and see what I'm carrying with me to adulthood. So when you say I'm waiting to be blamed, maybe when you هتجهز ان انت تقول لي انا no, you are already taking in information from you as a child that I will blame you. In actuality or in reality, this might not be the case because I'm a different person than the culture that you grew up in.
Okay. Wow.
I love, like, so you know, the first thing that you started out with, Fidya, and why we're talking about this today, you know, is having one of your clients do that exercise of, like, what does it look like when you say yes and what does it look like when you say no? And I know that I'm going to go home and I'm going to do that exercise today for sure. Yeah. Oh, for sure. I think that's so helpful. Jeez. Yeah, I would love that. It's like, I feel that's something, even just that practice in and of itself, I feel like would be so helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a confession, though.
Sure.
So whenever I think that I might try therapy, the first therapist I think of is you.
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah.
Broadcasting.
Yeah,
I know.
100%.
I know. That's big. I've never heard you say that, Faru.
I know.
I hear you say a lot of things.
I say a lot of things. A lot of bad and good things. Yeah. But it's عشان the way you can just bring the attention بتاعي فكرة isolation, waiting to be blamed, I just say it and you just بتعرفي تركبيها. So that's my confession.
Thank you.
Yeah. Might not do that though. One day.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize I needed that conversation today, guys.
I feel so good now.
Yeah, me too. I feel really at peace.
Awesome. Yeah. How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel like I do have one last thing to say.
Yeah, of course.
Because you said, you started a sentence and you said one thing that helps me create a boundary. And I think that could be a good point to talk about. What is it that helps you create a boundary?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, so you said one, maybe I can say one and then maybe Faru, you can say one. So that, again, it gives people a chance to reflect on, okay, what makes it easy for me to say a no?
So
it can be a takeaway. So one thing that helps me say no is to, again, remember that maybe it's a bit challenging to challenge a certain culture, but also to realize that the person that I'm saying no to has their own value system or belief system that for some reason has worked for them. And that's okay. طبعاً, there is a limit to everything.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about maybe something that is not as like painful, or something that really doesn't totally cross my non-negotiable boundaries. But if it's something more negotiable, I have to have some compassion towards that person that I'm challenging, and remember that their value system is something that has served them for so long that it's hard for them to believe my point of view or my stance. So I think this helps me.
There's so much like empathy in that.
Yeah,
that is helpful.
Oh, my turn. What helps me say no? مش عارف. I don't know. It's I think it's a mindset. It's a state of mind. يعني أنا لما ببقى بركز إن أنا محتاج أخد بالي من عيلتي ومن نفسي ومن الحياة ومن الحاجات دي كلها. So when I لما بحط ده على الميزان قدام الحاجة اللي الشخص عايزني أعملها, it makes it easier بالنسبة لي having to take care of myself, my family, حياة كده هو. So I can say no easily.
Okay, knowing what your true priorities are.
Understanding my priorities, understanding my values هنا, and understanding إن ساعات I'll have to go in a direction of a value على حساب value تاني. So if one of my values is kindness, مثلا, I like to be kind, but also one of my values is to be helpful. بس إن أنا أكون kind towards myself is a value that I have to do على حساب إن أنا I have to be helpful at that point. And I think it's just a scale thing. يعني أنا saying no is so scary بالنسبة لي, بس أنا بحط الحاجات التانية that I will be sad لو أنا ما عرفتش أعمل حاجات التانية, so that makes the decision slightly easier.
Yeah.
So you know. It is hard though.
Thank you for sharing, guys. Yeah, that's awesome.
It's fantastic. One more great episode with Farida.
Yeah.
شكرا انت جيتي مخصوص, انا جيت مخصوص النهارده سفر وحاجه كده.
I've been in Cairo for 2 days.
Okay, so مش جاي مخصوص. Okay, مش شكرا على ده. شكرا على ده. Because عشان كنت خايف من ده قوي بس يعني. Fantastic. You finish it up. I'm too
okay. Well, you know, as always, we're so grateful that you tune in with us. This is just a small thing that we do, and it brings us a lot of joy, and we hope it does the same for you.
Yeah,
tune in again to hopefully your favorite podcast
same time next week.
Thank you, Farida.
Thank you.
Bye. O7 Therapy is a digital platform and mobile app that offers mental health solutions, empowering you to pursue your mental wellness journey. Download the app today.